What's going on, guys? This is Akshay Kumar Sharma. Today I'm gonna talk all about creatine supplementation, how to use and how not to use creatine. So let's understand the biochemistry of creatine. A creatine is a natural substance that turns into creatine phosphate in the body. Creatine phosphate is a combination of amino acids produced by the liver, kidney and pancreas, and it is naturally found in muscle, red meat and fish. Now the question arises, how does creatine work? It reduces fatigue by transporting extra energy into your cells. ATP, which is adenosine triphosphate, is the energy currency for the body and for muscle contraction. It breaks the phosphate molecules from ATP. As a result, ATP becomes ADP, adenosine diphosphate, which cannot be used for energy. Further, the ADP takes a phosphate molecule from muscle creatine stores to reform ATP. Since muscle creatine levels are generally low in the body, supplementing with creatine would help it to increase. If you have more creatine levels, you will be able to work out little longer to do few more repetition, work out little harder with more energy, work out more often with faster recovery. Over a period of time, this added workout will allow you to add more lean muscle mass, lift heavier weights and become stronger. Creatine is most effective in high intensity training such as weight training, sprinting, football, baseball, etc. Not effective for endurance performance and aerobic activities. Creatine is osmotically active substance which pulls water into your muscle cells, which in turn improves protein synthesis. Taking creatine leads to quick weight gain. Initially it will be water weight, subsequently it will lead to muscle fiber growth. Now, what kind of creatine should be used? Though there are different formulations such as liquid creatine, creatine ethyl ester, creatine with various electrolytes and in other ingredients are available, they are not effective when compared to pure creatine monohydrate. They usually are unstable, breaks down in the blood circulation. Now, the most important thing is how to use creatine. Creatine should be ideally taken with fruit juice or glucose, as it helps to raise the insulin levels, which helps increase the uptake by the muscle. Normally would require 30 to 70 grams of simple sugar for every 5 grams of creatine. So the recommended dosage is, some experts say 20 grams per day for the first 5 to 7 days should be used to load the muscles, and then 5 grams per day for maintenance. But research shows even taking maintenance dose of 5 grams per day will lead to increased storage in about 7 to 10 days time. So when is the best time to use? Some believe creatine should be taken before the workout in order to do intense training, and some believe it should be taken after the workout in order to recover fast from training. But the truth is, you can take any time you want, because it takes about 7 to 10 days to saturate your muscle creatine stores, which in turn will be available for high intensity contractions. At last, I'm gonna share few facts about the creatine. Creatine is not a steroid. Creatine cannot help you to build muscles without weight training. Creatine will not help you to run a marathon. I repeat again, creatine will not help you to run a marathon. Creatine may not be helpful for some people who are non-responders. Vegetarians see greater response than meat and fish eaters. Creatine can lead to stomach distress and diarrhea in some people. Creatine makes your muscle look softer as it pulls more water into the muscle cells. And if you are non-creatine supplementation, you must drink an additional 500 to 1000 milliliter of water over and above your normal intake. As long as you continue to lift, you will not lose muscles when you stop taking the supplement. Most important thing is, if you have hypertension or diabetes, if you take regular prescription medications or non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, or if you have a history of kidney or liver disease, you must use creatine with caution. I repeat, you must use creatine with caution. Children below the age of 18, women who are pregnant and nursing should avoid taking creatine. So with these facts, I am gonna conclude this episode of Sehat Talks. This is your Akshay Kumar Sharma. over and out.